MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 25, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. West Nile virus reported in Essex County. Beverly teen rescued in the woods off 128. Gloucester will have another hearing on MBTA zoning. Cloudy, low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:08 p.m. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health announced the 12th human case of West Nile virus in the state this year. The individual is a man in his 50s exposed in Essex County. As a result, WNV risk levels in the following communities are being raised to moderate: Beverly, Danvers, Essex, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Peabody, Salem, and Wenham in Essex County. Ethan Foreman's writing in the Gloucester Times. The special joint public hearing between the Gloucester City Council and Planning Board continues Thursday to consider proposed multifamily overlay district zoning amendments meant to bring Gloucester into compliance with the contentious MBTA Communities Act. The meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. in Kairou's Auditorium at City Hall on 9 Dale Avenue. It will also be carried on Zoom, enabling people to participate remotely. A link to the meeting can be found in the events calendar section of the city's website at gloucester-ma.gov. The state law requires 177 MBTA cities and towns to create by-right multifamily housing within a half mile of a train, bus, commuter rail, or ferry station in their communities. For Gloucester, that means areas around the downtown Railroad Avenue station and the West Gloucester station. City planners have said the latter is constricted due to the amount of land, such as conservation or wetlands, that cannot be built on. More news after this.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Jim Sullivan is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. Mayor Sean Reardon's plan to add 8 security cameras at City Hall took a hit Monday when the City Council's Public Works and Safety Subcommittee announced it would recommend only 3 to the full council. It will now be up to the full council to debate if Reardon's plan goes forward as first proposed. The cameras are part of a package to increase security measures at City Hall, the Senior Community Center, as well as the Harbor Master's Office. A total of 25 cameras has been requested, along with equipment, door lock systems, and key cards. Under Reardon's plan, 5 of the City Hall cameras would be placed in various locations within the building, with 3 others trained on its front, back, and basement-level doors. After hearing concerns about over-surveillance as well as their necessity, the subcommittee felt Reardon's plan was overkill. Instead, it will recommend only the 3 door cameras to the City Council, leaving most of the building's interior uncovered. WCVB-TV is reporting that a 15-year-old mountain biker was rescued from a remote wooded area along Route 128 in Beverly after being injured on a trail Tuesday afternoon, according to Beverly's Fire Chief Peter O'Connor. The location, which was not easily accessible from the road, presented challenges for the rescue teams. Firefighters initially struggled to find the injured teen, but a group of teenagers who had been riding with him made their way to the highway to alert the responders. They led first responders to the injured biker, who had sustained injuries to his arm, leg, and shoulder. And Paul Layton's writing in the Salem News, Salem State University has never held a swearing-in ceremony for its campus police chief before, but then again, Trish Murphy is not your usual campus police chief. Murphy is the first woman to hold the position at Salem State. The school marked the historic accomplishment with a ceremonial swearing-in on Tuesday on campus at the Sophia Gordon Center for Creative and Performing Arts. With her husband and 5 children lined up on the stage behind her, Murphy was sworn in by Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker before a crowd of about 100 people, including police from several local communities and Boston area colleges. Red Sox 6, Blue Jays 5 in 10 innings last night. Bruins 4, Caps 2 in preseason hockey. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.